people say, why have you given all this money away? I've said, you know, it's been completely magical to be involved and get to witness as many good ideas and as many people who have a vision for how the society should change.
Considering the advantages Tracy Gary inherited, it's remarkable that changing society is her all-consuming passion. Her mother is a member of the Pillsbury family, and her paternal grandfather invented the dial telephone. She was raised in exclusive and opulent surroundings, and in her early 20s became the beneficiary of a large trust.
Well, I've been very, very blessed in my life, and I was born into a wealthy family, a family that also had their commitment early on in my life to community. Both my parents had made a lot of money and or inherited money, and in the 60s and 70s, for the most part, did charitable work and stayed home and created all kinds of projects for themselves and their communities. So I had excellent role modeling.
Where was that?
Well, they had houses actually in five different cities, in New York and Florida and Minnesota and Wisconsin and more recently in Paris and Long Island. But they also, you know, had a helicopter and a plane and a Rolls Royce and all the very apparent parts of wealth that meant that there was no way that I could hide about having money in those years. But they also had about 35 people who worked in these various homes who were from a variety of different cultures and backgrounds. And it's many of those domestic workers that actually I credit my own consciousness raising to. And the person who really was, I would say, the most formative to my opening my heart and becoming a much more compassionate person was a woman named Nellie Lawrence, who was from South Carolina, and her family had actually worked for my family for many years. My mother's family was also from the South. Nellie was with my family until she was 73, so she was really with her family for well over 45, 50 years. And she was just a wonderful, wonderful African-American woman who was really a caregiver and a second mother in many ways to myself and my brother. And when I was about 10 years old, a school teacher actually asked us to go home and to ask everyone in our households how much people made. And they assumed, of course, that we'd be asking our mothers and fathers. And I, in fact, asked the gardener, and I asked the butler, and I asked the cook, and I asked Nellie, and I asked my father and my mother and the extended family that were in the house. And it was really an amazing wake-up call for me. What I saw was that Nellie, who worked 60 or 70 hours a week and rarely took any time off except maybe to go to church for a couple of hours, was making $75 a month in 1960 or 61, plus room and board. And that my father, who attended one board meeting of General Telephone Electronics a month and played golf and went to a lot of charitable events, was making about $75,000 a month. And frankly, it changed my life forever. Nellie was not in any way bitter. Certainly, she was in a situation that served some of her needs and her extended family needs. But I really saw how hard she worked, and I knew certainly that my father had worked at different times. My mother had worked, but I knew that there was an injustice there that really changed my life forever. And she's really the inspiration, and I'd say that not just Nellie, but all the people that are in a similar situation has been the inspiration for a lot of the work that I've gotten to do since.